The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Tuesday, September 12, 2023. Preparations for the summit of the Group of 77 in China, which will be held on September 15 to 16 in this capital, are going as planned in different places in the city. The streets of Havana are decorated to welcome the leaders and representatives of the member states of the bloc, which represents 80% of the world's population and more than two-thirds of the membership of the United Nations. At the facilities of the International Conference Center, the Palco Hotel, the PAP Expo Fairgrounds, the El Palenque Restaurant, and the Cubanacan Hall at El Laguito, organizational actions are taking place to welcome participants, according to the Cuban news agency. In addition, the José Martí International Airport has adjusted its operations to facilitate airflow in response to the arrivals of presidents and top figures in the Cuban capital. The event will be attended by presidents of Brazil, Argentina, Colombia, Iraq, Palestine, Angola, Burundi, and Honduras, the heads of state of Bolivia, Sri Lanka, Mozambique, Laos, Equatorial Guinea, and the Prime Minister of St. Vincent and the Grenadines also confirmed their participation. In addition, senior officials such as United Nations Secretary General, the Secretary General of the International Communications Union, and the Director General of the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization will attend the event. Cuba assumed the pro tempore presidency of the G77 in January, the first time that it has led this mechanism of cooperation. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel attended a concert held at the Basilica of the San Francisco de Assis Convent on the occasion of the 50th anniversary of the military coup in Chile, which took life of Salvador Allende and thousands of other Chileans. The program included the participation of troubadour Silvio Rodríguez, the National Choir of the Caribbean Nation, directed by Maestro Digna Guerra, flutist Niuka González with pianist Malva Rodríguez, and the Chamber Orchestra of Havana, according to the Presidency of the Republic and the social network X. Chile's ambassador to Cuba, Patricia Eskenazis, thanked the Caribbean nation, its people, the historic leader Fidel Castro, and President Miguel Díaz-Canel for being Cuba, the country that opened its arms to those who arrived sad when the coup took place. Cuba's support for the fight against Ebola in Africa stands out today among the exceptional experiences of South-South cooperation on the date set by the United Nations to celebrate that exchange. Along with the work of Cuban doctors, the celebration recognizes the value of joint family farming and school feeding programs between Congo and Brazil, or the UNESCO teacher training programs that united Fiji, the Marshall Islands, Samoa, Solomon Islands, Tonga, Tuvalu, and Vanuatu. The United Nations Day for South-South Cooperation promotes an opportunity to raise awareness and highlight the pressing needs of some of these regions, according to the organization. This exchange, considered an expression of solidarity among developing peoples and countries, contributes to their well-being and their national and collective self-sufficiency in line with the Sustainable Development Goals. The Prime Minister of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Ralph Gonsalves, received a delegation from Cuba made up of officials from the Ministries of Agriculture and the Food Industry. Vice Minister Javier Aguilar, who chairs the delegation, thanked his host for the attention received while highlighting the possibilities to increase collaboration and trade between both countries. According to diplomatic sources in Kingstown, at the end of the meeting, a memorandum of understanding was signed, which will allow expanding cooperation in the aforementioned areas. The document was signed by the Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Saboto Cesar, by the Cuban ambassador, José Manuel Leyva. The presence of the Cuban delegation gives continuity to the agreements reached during the official visit that Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel made in December of last year. The company Servisa Matanzas, which belongs to Cuba's Ministry of Tourism, is developing an investment program to optimize services in view of the beginning of the tourist boom period in tourist resort of Baradero. Servis Sametenses is one of the so-called third parties of the tourist industry in Baradero, an essential actor in the daily life of Cuba's main sun and beach destination, which from November to April will host the tourist boom period, hence the importance of optimizing services and improving their quality. With the improvements in laundry services, in addition to gaining process agility and resource savings, there's a great ecological benefit by avoiding environmental pollution with the management of wastewater. Servisa S.A. is an integral company belonging to the Ministry of Tourism, which is designed to provide support services through a group of activities that ensure a sustainable Cuban tourism product and guarantee the full satisfaction of its clients. And in the international agenda, we have that the Minister of Development Planning of Bolivia, Sergio Cusicanqui, asked residents of the province of Santa Cruz to be patient and avoid the blockades announced in demand of a highway boycotted by the opposition government. After presiding over this Monday's conversations between the national government and representatives of the department's executive in La Paz, Cusicanqui assured that these technical dialogue tables will allow us to find a solution. We are very confident. The minister described the meeting held at the ministry headquarters as very positive and insisted that the residents of the municipality of Bella Vista in the province of Santa Cruz refrain from blocking the highway, as announced for this Tuesday after months of fruitless efforts before the governor, Luis Fernando Camacho, and his allies. The parties considered it pertinent to carry out a detailed review of the environmental studies of the Santa Cruz-Buenavista-Las Cruces Highway to advance its viability and construction. Until now, arguments of damage to the aquifers of Santa Cruz by the government prevent progress in the consolidation of the highway, with the corresponding danger of losing a credit already granted by the Andean community. The Minister of Public Works, Edgar Montaño, warned that if the delays in the start of the work continue, the Andean community can withdraw the funds already authorized even by means of a law. Meanwhile, the President of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro, arrived in Beijing as part of his state trip to China, during which he signed agreements for multi-sector cooperation. The president arrived in China last Friday, and during this time he has held talks with businessmen and authorities from the cities of Shenzhen, Shanghai, and the province of Shandong, poles of technological, industrial, and economic development in China. Although details of his agenda in the capital are unknown, he is expected to participate in the 70th China-Venezuela High-Level Joint Commission in addition. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.